at thekelly.org or on Facebook.
It's April 19th, the greatest day ever. On the 19th of April, 1960, Major League Baseball players' names appeared on the back of their uniform jerseys for the very first time. And in the process, it completely ruined a classic comedy routine.
Say, who's on first?
Why, it's McIntyre. Can't you read?
Have a great April 19th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At 4 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. The Justice Department's Inspector General has sent a criminal referral about fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe to federal prosecutors in Washington. In that referral sent earlier this year, the Inspector General believes McCabe misled investigators about his role in a media leak about the Clinton Foundation probe.
It will now be up to the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office to determine whether McCabe should be charged with a crime.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. President Trump traveling from his private estate in Florida to Key West today to review the Joint Interagency Task Force efforts to reduce drug trafficking.
We can't emphasize enough, not only drugs. The drugs are a big factor. But you look at human trafficking is worse than it's ever been in the history of this world.
The president again calling for construction of his proposed wall along the nation's southwest border and an end to sanctuary cities. Fox News, we report, you decide.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. We had the stunning announcement on the morning show that Emily is engaged. Boyfriend has become fiance. We're expecting him to stop by around 4:30 for the inquisitive to ask him a few questions. I just want to know more. This is a valued partner to me, and I want to make sure that she's going to be in good hands, although that sounds kind of vulgar. When this announcement was made, and this is one reason why, when it comes to
adorable,
Rich Thomas is the best. Listen.
You know, I got to worry, though. I got to look at this from a business standpoint, Rich, Jay, that this could hurt the number of men who sit there in wanderlust every morning, and now we've taken that away from them.
Oh, yeah. It's just like some of those rating pop stars that never mention that they have a girlfriend because that takes them off the market.
Yeah.
Oh, surely there can't be.
The dream ended for many men today.
Right? Good Lord.
And
good thing, who doesn't want a woman that doesn't offer to swat the headphones off your head?
Good thing there's not a lot of tall buildings in Montgomery.
That's Rich. You know, you just don't know. He's got that poker face, right? And he just picks his spot and drops a bomb like that. He's amazing. Amazing. It is for... Hey, by the way, for the break, I wanted you to share with us Terry Adams, part of our Thursday Mishpucha. The best concert you ever attended and the worst. Did you give that some thought?
Yeah, the best one I've ever been to is probably in Atlanta, at Five Points in Atlanta. I saw Nick Lowe several years ago, and it was just a really small club, and, you know, you could almost reach out and touch...
Is that the guy that does Sound Cruel to Be Kind?
That really was his only so-called hit in America. But, I mean, he was the house producer for Stiff Records, Elvis Costello, you know, all these punk bands and stuff that came up. Nick Lowe was house producer. I mean, he was in Rockpile. Oh, gosh, he's been in all kind of different bands. He's like one of my favorite because he's a writer, composer, artist.
Interesting answer.
Yeah, and the worst one I've probably ever been to had to be Foreigner, and I think that was at the Garrett Coliseum. Because of the sound, it's terrible.
Yeah, that was an issue for me in describing a lot of the groups I saw where I was really disappointed. Now, Boston definitely had the reputation of being, you know, an incredible studio band and using the studio for maximum benefit to produce powerful songs, but they could not do it live.
A lot of bands, I think Toto was more like a production band. You would never see them live. They were terrible.
I never saw Toto live. I can't speak with any authority on that. Them in particular, but I love that clip that Emily loves with the orchestra, the song Africa.
Oh, that's great. She's right. That's just That powerful, powerful.
Didn't Toto also do Rosanna?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Roseanne?
They had quite a few hits. But that, there's something about that song. I've always loved it. Kind of as a joke, I texted the gang when we were driving down for Janelle's wedding. We stopped at Mount Dora in Florida. Now, Florida is about as flat as any state can be.
Mm-hmm.
But this one little area does have a few hills.
Strange.
That rise above the plain, like rise like Olympus above the Serengeti.
There you go.
As it says in the song.
Mm-hmm.
But not much.
No. I think Hold the Line was their first hit.
Hold the Line. Great song. That was their great first song.
Love isn't always on time.
Mm-hmm. And one of these days, I'm just going to take 5 minutes and play the version of Africa that they do with that orchestra.
You should. That's great. She's right. That's incredible.
It makes the hair on your arm stand up. You look like a freshly flucked chicken when you listen to that.
Something about orchestras. I always love the Moody Blues when they perform with the orchestra.
The Moody Blues, I would put them as one of my top five.
Mine too. Great, great.
Even though they do depend to a certain extent on overdubs and studio vocals, they do them well live.
Mm-hmm.
This is Cinderella.
Hi.
Hi, Cinderella.
How y'all doing?
Actually,
pretty well.
Yeah.
Are you still taking calls on the best and worst concerts you've ever been to?
We're taking calls on whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I have the best concert I ever went to was the Rolling Stones at Legion Field in Birmingham. It was called the Voodoo Tour.
And what year was this?
81 or 82?
It was in the 80s. I can't tell you when.
Yeah. It was 81 or 82, because it was rumored this was going to be their last tour, just like they said the last 18 were going to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mick Jagger was absolutely awesome. They had a two-story, what do you call that stuff that they climb up on? Scaffolding?
Scaffolding, yeah.
And he ran up and down that two-story scaffolding the entire show. He changed clothes like six times. He was just wonderful.
Yeah, that was one of the see, I did not see them in the after I saw him in 1972 in a barn called the Amphitheater in Chicago. And it was horrible acoustics, and speaker systems couldn't account for bad buildings in those days. So it was just a lot of noise. You watch Mick Jagger, you can't take your eyes off the guy while he's on stage. But, I mean, I didn't even recognize my favorite song of them, Brown Sugar, when they started playing it. Thanks for the call, Cinderella. Sue.
Hey, I was thinking of a question you could ask, and congratulations to Emily if she's listening. That's just so awesome. But I was thinking you could ask him, which of her relatives is his very favorite?
Which of his relatives or hers?
No, hers.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, if you really want to get dicey, you could say which one is your not favorite, but he probably won't answer that.
Not if he's smart.
Yeah.
And, you know, because, I mean, if she really likes the same relative, then... If they're older and established and everything, that kind of lends to what he'll be like at the same age, or what he hopes to be like at the same age.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And best concert, I don't know what the worst would be, because I seem to enjoy all of them, but best one was Eric Clapton.
Really? Now, I never had the privilege of seeing Eric Clapton in concert.
He was really good. It was when they did... Alibi, and you know, When You Knew She Was Pretending, that whole album.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw it at I think it was in Birmingham, the very first concert he did of that tour, and then we saw him again in Atlanta, and it was the very last concert of that tour, and both times it was incredible. Only difference was they started out, like, on the first concert was in suits. Cool suits, you know, like with t-shirts and stuff. But then the last concert, it was just like t-shirt and jeans.
At the end, yeah. Comfort counts.
Yeah. Absolutely. But that was a great concert.
Thanks for the call.
Y'all are doing a great job. I'm driving down to my mom's at the beach and enjoying listening to you guys.
We appreciate that. We're getting an unbelievable number of people who are app folks. And I love hearing that.
All over the world, baby.
411. Let's check in with... what should we call him, Captain?
Adorable.
Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit, Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Another late season chill is in progress for tonight. The winds die down this evening, then clear, cold, overnight low temperature 43 by first thing tomorrow morning. Then a good bit of sunshine for the daytime hours tomorrow. High temperature in the lower 70s, a little bit below normal. A good bit of sunshine Saturday, warmer, high 77. There is a slight chance of showers, but not till late Saturday night, generally after midnight. Periods of rain Sunday night into Monday. Kind of a cool day Sunday with a high of 69. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and you can take it on vacation with you because it knows where you are. It has push notifications for severe weather alert for any location, plus current conditions, radar, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
412. On News Talk 93.1, boy, this little David Hogg really is cashing in on the tragedy at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High.
He is not what he pretends to be.
I totally agree. Now, he is in my friend Lisa Chauvin's class, and we're going to have her on probably Tuesday or Wednesday next week. I want to see if he's still even bothering to show up, because these kids are making some serious coin. He's got a book. He's 17 years old, and he's got a book. Never again, a new generation draws the line, and yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know how much money. I'd like to see some bank records on Little Hump.
Mm-hmm.
Just the sight of him makes me ill. And he wasn't even there that day. So what's he going to write, a dramatic description of what it was like when the shooting broke out? RD, you're next after traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment, and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are fine and dandy out on the interstate systems this afternoon. Not seeing anything to give you any trouble. Stop and go stuff, lots of little brake light parades around the boulevard on all sides. And we are seeing a lot of heavy traffic over on Vaughn Road, a little bit around Taylor Road, and also down on South Boulevard around Troy Highway. So careful in all those locations. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, and McClinton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We don't know if you heard that or not over the radio. We're having an issue here with one of our volume pots. Our phone's working fine, though. RD, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Creedence Clearwater Revival at 1972.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to echo you, because I think the concert that... I mean, I pounded... Let me put this differently.
Okay.
I was sitting... My dad got me first row seats at the amphitheater, right? In Chicago. So I was right... And I'm looking at my idol, John Fogerty. And I guess as I was into the concert, I was staying in my seat for most of the time. I was pounding on my knees. And my legs were bruised everywhere the next day, because I was just so into it. So that would have to be my choice. In fact, that was July 10th, 1971. Thank you.
Thank you.
How is it I can remember the date of a concert I went to, July 10th, 1971, and I can't remember?
When you say best, not great, but when you say best, it's like greatest.
Yeah.
So you have to choose, Greg, because Terry yesterday, he said it was the Eagles.
Well,
on a hot summer night.
Yeah.
Beach was burning.
I was
fog crawling over the
sand? I had taken one of the Sticks was out of town. So
Sticks?
I used to work for them. I took one of the wives to the show.
Yeah, which one?
416 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Yes, sir. I'm just wondering.
No, that's good. That's good journalistic instinct.
Yeah.
You're a talk show host. You shouldn't be asking those tough questions.
Well, I don't want to pry too much.
Too much.
Right. Hey, we're getting a lot. Speaking of prying, we're going to turn Fiance's Life inside out on the radio here in a moment.
You're going to play father figure.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. We'll put somebody's tiny hand in yours.
What? 416, let's get your local news.
Let's. From Alabama News Network, I'm Jeff Sanders. Here's today's news headlines. Big changes are coming to the town of Hainville. In a special called meeting, the city council last night voted to fire Police Chief Kelvin Mitchell, town attorney Michael Strickland, and remove the economic development director position held by Eleanor Bell. A package bomber who created a wave of terror across the South in the 1980s is scheduled to be executed tonight in Alabama. The execution is set to happen nearly 30 years after Walter Leroy Moody Jr. killed federal judge Robert Vance with a bomb mailed to his home. And Birmingham's interim police chief has stepped down after the mother of his two children sought a court order against him protecting her from abuse. The woman asked for an order protecting her, a daughter, and a son from contact with 55-year-old Orlando Wilson. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For the latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
417, one of the questions I might ask is, let's say Emily needs a new car. Do you have the sense, the common sense, to go to Jack Ingram and look for that vehicle at that location? Hey, they got something new in the... We focus on the category of cars that are under 10, and we know most of those vehicles are being purchased by families who need a second car, have a new driver, and you want to find something that's not going to break the bank. And most of these, you can walk out of there with payments in the $50 a month or lower range. They just added a 2002 Nissan Altima. Now, check the mileage on that vehicle out. It's 15 years old.
What?
Look at the body on that car. It looks showroom new. The interior is clean. And it's only got 95,000 miles on it. So, I didn't graduate college like Joey did, but 95 divided by 18 is what? That's...
I'm not good at math.
That's like less than 5,000 miles a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a car that was babied. Now, it wouldn't be there. It's not in this particular category because it was babied. Everything they take in at Jack Ingram is vetted by those mechanics. That's the mandate from David Ingram. We don't want to resell somebody else's troubles. And Nissan, look, my sister, the nuclear physicist, that's the brand she buys. It's hard to argue with a nuclear physicist. You might want to consider that. That's a great value at $4,700 on a car that looks terrific. Nobody's going to know the age. It's not like they put it in big numbers on the side. And for a new driver, they would be proud to be seen in that vehicle. So you know that it wasn't driven into the ground. I'm pretty sure that would be on 4 times 18. Close. 5 times 18. Yeah,
like maybe.
Yeah, 5 times 18, that's 90, right?
It's about 90, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So 5,000 miles a year. That's a car that was used very judiciously, to say the least. Start there. They have all kinds of sedans. There's a Beetle in the house at Jack Ingram, $5,800 for a 2006, again, with very low mileage. And it looks fantastic. And that was my first car, except back when I got my Beetle, they were basically tin cans on tires. They are so different now, and I was shocked. I drove that 2006, test drove it when I was working with the Ingram family back then. And it was amazing to see how they had improved that car.
Oh, totally different.
Still fun to drive, too. Vans, large and small SUVs, choices galore. Jack Ingram, signature used car. See Tip James and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. or stop by. In fact, browse online. They've got dozens of pictures of all of these vehicles at Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients, employees, and referring providers with total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists, Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. They provide their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physician before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and know your history. The LASIK procedure is appropriate for a wide range of people who want the opportunity to experience the freedom from glasses and contacts and enjoy a better quality of life. Schedule a free consultation by calling 334-272-2020 or visit them on the web at getlasik.me. At Montgomery Eye, the goal is to help you see life clearly.
Hey, Rich, are you busy?
Nope.
Would you mind doing the contest for us, asking for the Baumhauer's winning word of the day?
Are you kidding me?
No, this is... I want you to do it.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Okay, I'll do it then. He's busy. He's getting ready. He's got big plans. He's going to be seeing the Eagles. Why?
The Eagles rule.
So, if you were listening this morning between 6 and 9, you should know that word. Call us now at 272-9228. Be caller 6 with that word, and ye shall be the winner of a $20 Baumhauer's gift card. 272-9228. We're waiting on you.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
That happy music means we have got a contest going. We're asking to redeem the Baumhauer's winning word of the day. So let's run down the phone lines. You are caller one. Thank you for trying. You are caller two. Thanks. Try again tomorrow. Caller three. Thank you. You are not the winner. We need number six. You are caller four. Close. Very close. You're caller five. I am sorry.
That's a really sad trombone.
It is. But being caller five, when you're looking for caller six, who's this?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
I'm good. Am I really the sixth caller?
You are the sixth caller, and I need from you today's winning word.
Black.
Yeah, she did it!
Oh, my God! I can't believe I really won it!
Yes, you did!
Yes!
Yes!
Hey, Chad, guess what? I won. Oh, my God!
That's so cool!
Wow!
Am I to understand that you're riding in the car with somebody?
No, but I know my husband's listening.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, yeah, you've got to take hubby to Baumhauer's Victory Go. Get a $20 gift card to get you started. Of course, lunch, dinner, whatever. Enjoy. And don't forget, they also do some amazing breakfast downtown, too. Kathy, hang on. Joey's going to get some information from you so you can claim your card. And thank you for listening in the morning and the afternoon.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. See, now that's why radio stations do contests, to get that kind of listener excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. Now, how do you follow that with a commercial that's worthy of it?
That's a good question.
Who can we do a commercial for that would make a good follow-up to an exciting contest?
Wow!
All right.
Hey, Montgomery, how do you make an amazing deal on internet and TV even better? You stack on $480 worth of savings. For a limited time, WOW is offering 100 meg internet for only $19.99 a month when bundled. We're also stacking on a free DVR for 1 year and your choice of one premium channel. Plus, next day installation is also available. But this stack of deals won't last forever. So go to wowway.com or call 855-WOWWAY2 and switch to WOW today. Wow, that's better. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Springtime is the best time to save thousands at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the spring sales event, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock, or up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we want it. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Aren't they remaking 9 to 5?
That's what I heard.
Yes. Yeah.
I wish they would not do that.
Oh, God.
Stop it.
No, I'm agreeing with Emily on this one.
Why do you want them to not do it?
Because you don't, like, it's fine. It's perfect.
So go watch the old movie. Why do you... I don't understand why people get upset over remakes or any of that.
I don't understand why you have to be so judgmental of people.
How does it...
They have a love affair with a movie. They don't want it tampered with. They don't want to see...
They're not. That movie still exists.
Kids.
They're not tampering with it. That movie still exists for you to enjoy and watch. You don't have to worry about the new one.
I think Rich is going to stop the station and turn it right around.
That's the part I don't understand.
Your natural curiosity, you're going to want to go see the new one, and then when you watch the old one again, you're just going to think about, oh, well, they totally screwed that up in the new one.
Well, it does.
I don't know why you have to be so dang rude about it.
I'm not
rude. Watch the old one.
That's the simple answer.
I just ignore them.
You're just, like, you're just mean.
I mean, like, Arthur 2 came out, and Arthur was so perfect.
And then these kids go and see the new one. And then they're, oh, there's an old one. And they go see the old one, and they start panning it, saying it's crap. It's just mean.
See, that's how Janelle says being, too. It's just mean. I love that.
Yeah, but the old one. Crotch the old man.
Well, I was about to say, really?
Remember, I thought Dabney Coleman was dead?
Yeah.
He's not.
Not, no.
And he, that what made
looks him, like death, but he's not dead.
But he was the perfect guy for that role in the original 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
And how can they remake 9 to 5 now with everything that's going on?
Well, they're doing it because, everything going on.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be, I don't like it.
They're trying to
Starbucks is shutting down.
Now who sounds like the grumpy old man?
I'm going to slap the headphones off of your skull if you don't stop.
I have never talked to my boss that way.
There again, there's Rich Thomas poking his face in right at the... With
adorable.
Off the charts. Well, we have something interesting going on here today because this morning it was announced that Emily was engaged. That boyfriend had, in fact, become fiancé. And we have a little thread going on Facebook. Questions that you want to know. Because this is a treasured coworker here that has been has made this commitment. And we want to know about the guy she's going to be committing to. So we're going to ask a lot of questions that, quite frankly, are none of our business. But we're going to ask him anyway. This segment of the show brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. No, it's just a coincidence. I'm not. This is not a prediction. But for guys that, and man, I was on the radio once, and a process server comes into the studio. I guess they can go wherever they want if they know you're there, and hands me this big pile of papers and said, "You've been served." And that was a gut punch. And I did not handle it well, nor did I get good representation. And I tried to manage the situation myself, and that was a big mistake. So whether it's a mutual agreement type of separation or there's custody issues, you need women who are experienced at representing men to look out for your best interest, and especially when it comes to the custody issue, because there's still a lot of prejudice in the court system against men. That's just a fact. So Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are well prepared to represent you. If you know somebody who could use some good help in this regard, don't hesitate to recommend them. Delk and Tomlinson, their website is filled with testimonials from men who have explained in their own words the difference they've made for them in a divorce matter. And you can look that up at divorceformenalabama.com or reach out directly to 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Nervous?
Very.
Son? just relax, get yourself comfortable. We kind of have a break coming up here. But how much money do you make, and are you prepared? No, I'm not asking that question. I think the first question is, because I've experienced it in my own life, Amy works a very unusual schedule, has to get up, I don't know, based on the time she gets her. She starts on the air at 6. I think she wakes up around 5:45. 5:30, 5:45, somewhere. Are you willing, boyfriend, to accommodate her schedule and support the advancement of her career, even if her hours are not necessary? Look who's here. Our hero, Tom Jones, who's going to fix this fucking thing.
What's
new,
Pussycat?
We got a... how does that... How do you feel about that?
I'm fine with it. I kind of do it now.
You don't have to go along with everything I ask.
No.
How does Emily get her chai tea in the morning?
I make it for her.
Chai tea? What is that? You're not feeding her drugs or anything?
No, she bought this stuff.
That sounds like a martial art to me. Chai tea. I'm a black belt in chai tea. This is the one here that's being belligerent, Tom.
Okay.
Just so you know, listeners, we've had some audio issues with one of our volume pots, and our brilliant engineer Tom Jones is here to address the problem, so he'll kind of be in.
Don't know if we got parts or not, Greg, is a problem.
You don't have enough parts?
Don't know if I have the parts that'll fit it.
Is O'Reilly's open or anything like that that we can run to whip something
well,
together?
Well, we can go to my Radio Shack.
They're not open anymore.
Oh darn, yeah, what are we going to do? Actually, we're very excited about this, but I think there are some things that we should know, that so we're comfortable, because she's a very important part of Blue Water Broadcasting, and specifically a morning show that I've worked very hard to make successful. So I want to make sure that she's not getting in a situation where coming depressed or anything like that in the morning. How long have you known Amy?
What's today, the 19th?
Yes.
Almost 2 months?
2 months. Was it love at first sight?
It was. Love at third sight.
Third sight?
Yeah.
And how did you approach her? How did you make her aware that you were interested? Because I'm sure you've heard her beat the crap out of Jay Scott in the morning. But I think that's something she kind of saves for him. It's just some way he gets on her nerves.
I don't get any of that hurtful stuff.
That's good.
I think she takes it out all on Jay, so I don't.
She's a tender-hearted person. That's another reason why we are looking. Well, why we are seeking to look out for her in this unusual manner. I believe we have a call from 84.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Do I hear boyfriend on there?
Boyfriend is here.
How are y'all today?
I made an upgrade, 84.
Oh, you're, what are you, fee once now?
Yeah.
Did anybody get that?
Yes.
Fee once?
Yeah, we got it.
I missed the question, I'm sorry. What was it again?
He's fee once now. Beyonce.
Oh, fee once.
Fee once.
Some,
yeah. B1.
Some gentle dad humor there, 84.
Yeah.
Good God, that just fell flat.
Yeah.
Hey, let me, Greg, I want to assure you.
Yes?
Boyfriend was vetted before they started dating.
Oh?
Yes.
By
he
you?
He has been completely vetted by me. I've got friends.
That's very reassuring because I know you're a dad. You have lovely daughters, and I know how protective you are. So, basically, I could have saved this poor man a lot of trouble and said, 84 says you're okay, so I sanction.
Background checks were run. We have all that taken care of, but I have another concern.
Oh,
I'm not worried about Beyonce. I think we need to speed this date up for this wedding.
Speed it
up? I think Emily, didn't she say like a year from now?
That's what I heard this morning.
And see, what I'm thinking is she's going to screw this up because he's way too good for her. And you know that biological clock is ticking as well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if we're gonna have grandchildren, I mean, we got to get to work. I mean, it's like the alligator in Peter Pan. You hear tick tock, tick tock, tick tock every time Amy walks by you.
Well,
and she's gonna end up.
We're gonna end up
with Amy and Jeff together, and that's just gonna really suck.
I haven't had a chance to ask about their reproductive intentions. Are we gonna have grandchildren?
But no, we're ahead of the curve, and I can tell you this, Greg, and I can reassure you, this is a good dude. I know people, they're great. Now, he has not been through the proposal interview that is going to happen at Mexican Karaoke, but he did go through the I want to date her interview, and he passed with flying colors, and I'm sure he will again. He's a great dude.
I'm glad you vetted this man. We can perhaps focus on maybe.
I think we need to focus on Emily more than Eric.
Well, yeah.
to tell you the truth.
Yeah, we've heard her in action. We know she's got certainly a mind of her own, a good one. Good one. She knows what she likes and doesn't like. That's why one of the questions that was actually texted into the show from somebody close to somebody here. Have you met Terry Adams, by the way?
I have not.
He's the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. So how did you go from dating in such a short period of time to this level of commitment? Now, I want to tell you, my mom and dad knew each other 3 months, and they lasted 47 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not to say this is a mistake. I'm just wondering how you're able to become so sure in such a relatively short period of time. Thank you.
We have spent a lot of time together over the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know, you know. That's,
I like that.
That was it. That was when you know, you know, and
that's how, you know what? That's the answer to the question, how do you know that you've accomplished sobriety?
Yeah.
In a permanent way. When you're really done, you know you're done. So when you know, you know. I totally relate to that that concept. It's good stuff. About the cat thing now. You've met the cats. Are you a natural cat person, or are they... This is a very critical part of...
Well, I love animals. I did not have any of my own. I now have two cats. I don't know what Emily has, but...
You mean you're going to have four cats?
No. I adopted Loretta and Irene.
They're
no longer hers.
Yeah, because she's bringing children into this marriage. It's important that you're going to love them as if they were your own. And you're ready to do that.
Exactly.
I'm liking these answers a lot. We got to take a quick break here. This very uncomfortable... I'm becoming very comfortable, actually.
I was fine till I come up here and sat across from the shield from you.
That's what we call that, the sneeze bar.
Oh, okay.
And Emily hates it, but I have to have things up there because I've got to manage this circus.
Well, and God forbid that's down and he sneezes, man.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
There's a lot of that going around.
Happened 3 years ago. My goodness.
Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I certainly hope you have the wisdom if you and your future bride find yourselves. In fact, I'm going to give you a Clark's Club membership as a wedding, one of many wedding gifts, so that you never have to worry about who to call if your heating or AC goes on the fritz. The number's 277-2125. Our listeners have been calling Clark's for years and years. The membership entitles you to that 24/7 emergency service. I see their trucks out at all times. So when something goes wrong, Clark's is on the way to restore comfort to your home. Really incredible group of people. All of them are thoroughly background checked and vetted. And they also have an outstanding team of plumbers, and I used them recently when I had my bathtub calamity. Something was leaking. The bedroom carpeting was getting wet. I couldn't tell from where. So Clark's plumbers came out and diagnosed the situation, but it wasn't one that they could address because the water had to be removed first. So then Peaches and Clean did that, got the water out, and then David Fagan finished it, and I can use my bathtub again. But it started with that call to Clark's, and when I called them, they had people there in 20 minutes. So they're ready to serve you. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. 84, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And Randall, call us back.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They are much more than a typical pawn shop. Stop in and meet Danny and the staff. It's springtime and time to save big on lawn equipment and tools. You owe it to yourself and your wallet to check out the deals available every day at High Caliber. Need a gift? Brighten up somebody's day with a TV, Xbox, PS3, PS4, jewelry, or more. If you're into military memorabilia, you have to see High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Now about the gun part of their name. High Caliber Gun and Pawn's expert staff has been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. They have the fairest pricing on firearms in the South. Better than gun show prices every day. And in-house and factory warranties on your purchase. They buy, sell, and offer FFL transfers. Active military gets their first transfer free. If you need a documented appraisal, let High Caliber Gun and Pawn do it for you. You're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. You are family. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Looking for a smart investment? Take a look at a Subaru that's made for the long road ahead. During the Subaru Love Strikes Twice event, get a great deal on a certified pre-owned Subaru with a factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain plan. For a limited time, get as low as 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Offer ends April 30th at Montgomery Subaru.
Extended powertrain coverage from original warranty start date now through April 13th, 2018. Get 0.99% APR financing for 36 months on all Subaru-certified pre-owned used vehicles 2018 to 2013 model years. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, and here is your 2018 real estate market report. The average sales for homes in our region was $161,700. For the first 3 months of 2018. Listings are taking less time to attract buyers, and the supply of available homes is shrinking. Sales of first-time buyer homes priced from $100,000 to $140,000 have been outpacing other price ranges in sales throughout the river region. Buyers are looking for well-cared-for existing homes that do not need major repairs and that are fairly priced. 80% of home buyers last year chose their home by curb appeal first before they call their realtor. Knowing how to price your home, how to stage your home, how to show and present your home will make all of the difference of whether you sell your home. For all the details, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or bogoodson@charter.net.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Another late season chill is in progress. For tonight, the winds die down this evening, then clear, cold, overnight low temperature 43 by first thing tomorrow morning. Then a good bit of sunshine for the daytime hours tomorrow. High temperature in the lower 70s, a little bit below normal. A good bit of sunshine Saturday, warmer, high 77. There is a slight chance of showers, but not till late Saturday night, generally after midnight. Periods of rain Sunday night into Monday. Kind of a cool day Sunday with a high of 69. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and you can take it on vacation with you because it knows where you are. It has push notifications for severe weather alert for any location, plus current conditions, radar, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
News and talk without the static. The river region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm gonna marry you.
That's what marriage can sound like when things go south, and that's why, even though Emily has announced that boyfriend became fiancé, we invited him in for a little friendly questioning. I have to admit, some of the stuff that folks want to know from Facebook. Jennifer, she's been a friend of the show for, like, from day one, almost 13 years. She says, will you love her every day like it's the last day?
Yes.
Karen says, all right, because, you know, one of the number one cause of arguments in a marriage is money. Would you agree with that, oh, much beloved and glorious?
Yes.
Yeah, it's, it can be a major issue in a marriage. So, nosy Karen says, how much do you make and how much do you have in the bank? You can skip that. Do you have crazy relatives that she needs to steer clear of? Will you be able to remember her birthday and your anniversary?
Yes.
We remember her birthday because she never lets us forget it. It's March 1st. So
that was the day that we just started dating, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're like a birthday gift
right.
That keeps on giving.
Exactly.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Let's see, what else do our listeners want to know? I'm not going to read that question. That's not nice. That's not a nice thing to say.
As far as the family members, I think we can trade out with each other. We've both got similar wacky families.
Yeah, I mean, I was amazed one day we said, "Who are your five favorite relatives?" And she reeled them off, like, you know, at amazing speed. I'm going to play a little clip here for you, just to see, to get your reaction.
Three of them play.
I see that one. No. Just leave it out. We'll work around it. Our engineer, Tom Jones, is here trying to help us with a problem.
You never know when it might happen.
This is true.
When a simple discussion about lunch with a coworker can turn real ugly. Real fast. Do you try to be the peacemaker?
It's just a complete waste of time.
I've had the bacon cheddar fries. Those are good.
I haven't tried them yet.
Have you had the Cajun corn on the cob?
I have not.
Have you had the potatoes?
I have not.
Oh.
And when the bomb goes off, what do you do? What do you do?
Have you had the corn nuggets? Yes, because you stole mine.
Yeah, it is, because it hits me.
I hate you.
Oh, Lordy.
To you by the council for running away when the hits the fan. No broadcasters were injured during the production of this public service announcement.
So you can see how a simple thing can escalate into a big deal. And again, we apologize to our listeners. We're trying to fix something in the middle of the show. Gosh, Tom, that panel you're putting in looks older than the one that it's replacing, if that's possible.
Oh, there it works.
Hey. So should we play something out of three? Just to see?
Yeah, try and see if anything comes up on it.
All right. Yeah!
Yeah!
Heard it in the headphones and everything.
Okay.
Cool.
Good deal.
That's good. How are the others working?
Shouldn't matter the others.
There's Bailey. Okay, we're good.
Wow.
Thanks. You'll get a bigger Christmas present
now,
from me.
Yeah, right. I have a question for Eric.
Yeah, please, young Joey.
Are you a fan of old game shows, Antiques Roadshow, and Dragnet?
Yes.
That works, then.
That's an important thing to her.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of the reasons... two trees, young man, cannot grow in the shadow of each other. So... No, wait, Terry, I thought you'd be on board with me.
I'm listening.
Confucius or something?
He's confusing me, all right.
I repeat, two trees cannot grow in each other's shadow. In other words, I think an important component to marriage is space.
Compromise.
Time for yourself, sure, you know, and trust. The ability to pursue your passions independent of each other. Because every good counselor burps during a relationship interview, right? And believe me, I'm deeply, you know, what can I say?
Sorry!
About that. How do you feel about that statement in general?
We have similar goals in life as far as where we want to be, mm-hmm. you know, children, lifestyle, and that kind of thing. We do have very different passions, though.
Uh-oh.
Her passion's radio.
Yes.
And, you know, she loves this, and music, and all that. Mm-hmm.
And you don't have any... I mean, she does get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
And from men... And you, but I know from just sitting across from her, she is a dedicated person. She makes commitment. She makes commitment.
That's true.
Like with that Sal Sounds Music Festival that she manages. She's so devoted to that. So I don't think trust should ever be an issue.
Well, what's your passion?
Yeah.
I love wood. I'm good with wood. I build furniture. I actually build bed swings for a living.
And, no kidding.
Right. And I just, I love creating things and building things. Just like she loves creating music and all that kind of stuff.
I have breaking news from my wife.
Craftsmanship. Good. Good.
She says, I give him a big thumbs up.
Well, good deal.
You're in, man. You're in.
I'm not going to go home and have an argument with her. Of course I approve. Let's see. Now, this is a call we should... Well, Jeremy, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg. Hey, I just wanted to let your listeners know, I work at Leak Memory Funeral Home, and we have put a book out for people to sign for Miss Barbara Bush.
Oh.
So if any of your listeners would like to come by Leak Memory, we have a book that's out, and we're going to leave it out for the next week, and then we'll mail it to the family.
I appreciate you letting us know that. There may be many people who would like to come by and express condolences. Thank you for letting us know.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that. Thank you.
Thank you. Randall, this is the guy that...
Well, now that Eric, I mean, I can take listeners, you know what I mean? Now I can move on, you know what I'm saying? I thank you, Eric. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you, man.
If you want all, see, you ain't know Greg as long as I have. And if you want to put an end to all this, just look at it right now and say, Greg, I hadn't gave it a ring yet. Would you plan the engagement party? You let Greg play an engagement party, son, he's going to put your arm around you. And I got a plan for the ring, too, but I ain't saying it because I know she's listening. I'm going to hit you up tonight.
Yeah, I don't think I can take that ring off her hand now. I think she'd smack me.
She will hit if you're...
She's been known to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it on already.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you just put the ring on.
But she was around 6:30 this morning. She just kind of steered the subject and held up her hand, and there was a beautiful ring there. But I thought it was just something she was showing us. Maybe she bought while she was at Cell Sounds.
But you still got to have an engagement party. Let Greg plan it. And I promise you, brother, you're gonna be the son he ain't never had. All right, we'll see, man. Hey, I'll see y'all tonight, hopefully.
All right, Randall, thanks for the call. Brandy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Hey, Brandy.
Good, how are you? Hi, Enrique. How are you?
I'm good. Old friend.
Oh!
Yes, I have known, almost 20 years I've known Eric.
Mm-hmm.
So, Emily's got him a good one.
Well, we were coming to that conclusion ourselves.
Oh, yeah, I can vouch for it. He is the... uncle to my child, so I love him like a brother. I'm so happy. He's gonna make me cry.
Don't cry.
Well, it's okay.
Well, I'm extremely happy because all we've ever wanted for him is to find that person. And I've met Emily once, and when I met her, I knew she was gonna be his person.
Wow. You knew just like that, just like they did. And I'm your mom and dad, you know. Less than 3 months, they were engaged and got married very soon after.
My brother and sister-in-law did the same thing. They've been married for 7 years. So, it's nothing says you have to date for 16 years to get married. I don't know anybody who did that.
I do.
Brandy, we appreciate your calling, your endorsement on this relationship. Right. It means a lot.
Congratulations. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, we got to take a break here at the top of the hour. I think I see a lot of happy couples where they need flooring. They know exactly where to go. There's no marital argument over Georgia Floors Direct. They know they're going to find what they want. They're going to get it at a price that's not going to break their budget. Because money, you don't want money to become an issue in any relationship. So when you know you're going to get the best carpeting, the best flooring, tile, laminate, whatever you need, from a place that will also take care of the installation and back it up with a rock-solid guarantee, you go to Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, helping marriages succeed since 1969. And I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding because good flooring makes for a good marriage. That somebody said that to me once. It may have been Jeff Mallinson. He's my buddy over there. So when you need to see him, Jeff and his merry band of Floriers, they're on the Boulevard across from Lowe's.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR.